The Cheshire Cat's Eye, a Sharon McCone mystery by Marcia Muller, narrated by Laura Hicks. Chapter 1. The row of Victorian houses loomed dark in the early June fog. I put my hand on the cold iron railing and started up the stairway from the street. As I pushed through the overgrown front yard, blackberry vines reached out to tear at my clothing. Strange, I thought, that there were no lights. The houses were under renovation, but surely Jake would have brought a flashlight to the one where he had asked me to meet him. I went up the marble porch steps and felt for a doorbell. Nothing. Finally, I got out my pencil flash and shone its beam around the leaded glass doors. The bell hung on wires, broken. I started to knock, and the door swung inward. I paused in the high-ceilinged vestibule. There was no sound. Maybe my friend had gotten tired of waiting. I was later than I'd said I would be. I decided to see if he'd left me a note. I went through an arch and crossed the parlor toward the back of the house. Behind it was another room with an ornate fireplace, and beyond that, another archway and blackness. I stepped through the archway and waited for my eyes to become accustomed to the dark. When they were, I inched toward a faintly outlined door at the rear. My foot hit something soft. The back of my neck prickled. I turned on the flash again. It went out. I punched the faulty switch harder and shone the beam down, at the floor, at a man's prone body. I recoiled, my heart pounding.